I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to WUIS. Art and history collide at the Illinois State Museum, but it's not just historical art you see. The different museums in the Illinois State Museum system feature rotating exhibits meant to draw attention to modern issues, like environmental concerns. We spoke with the man who oversees it all.
My name is Jim Zimmer, and I am the Director for Art and History of the Illinois State Museum System. I'm located here in Springfield, but we have sites that that feature work by Illinois artists, not only in Springfield, but also at our site in Chicago, one in Lockport, and one in southern Illinois at Whittington.
So explain for us just kind of an overview of the art that's at Springfield's Illinois State Museum.
Most of our collections or the things that we show are Illinois-based. The exhibitions that we feature, the changing exhibitions, normally are thematically based. We have a permanent collection from which we draw to supplement works that are in these exhibitions, but we also do borrow from other institutions, from artists themselves, from collectors. So it's a broad range of things when we curate exhibitions, when we put them together on a particular theme. They come from various different places. But our collection is Illinois-based, and it is everything from things that were made very recently back to the we started the collection in the 1920s, late 1920s, and so we have collected contemporary artists throughout that period, but also things, most of our collection is grown by donations that are given to us. And so it's a broad range, everything from paintings to sculptures, decorative arts. One of the new things that we've recently introduced is a gallery that is dedicated specifically to the works that are in our permanent collection. On the second floor of the Illinois State Museum in Springfield, we have these two spaces, one that is a changing exhibition. Well, actually, they're both changing exhibition spaces. And then a third space that is called At Home in the Heartland that features primarily works from our decorative arts, and that is a long-term exhibition. But the changing spaces, one is very large, and those are used for the theme-based exhibitions. And then the newer gallery that we have, which we call Temporary Permanent. In the currently in the temporary permanent gallery, we have an exhibition called "A Rural Lens: Photographs of Frank Sidoras," and these are all photographs, historic photographs that are part of our collection. Kind of an unusual story. It tells a story about a rural farmer from Sidoras, Illinois. It was the Sidoras family that settled that part, and it's around Anna, Illinois, and. For Frank Sidoras, farming was his vocation and photography was his avocation. The story behind the beautiful images that he captured in the first part of the 20th century on glass plate negatives is really quite touching. This was a very strong impulse for him is to create these images. But the story has kind of a sad ending. He ended up stopping taking photographs when his family had him committed to an insane asylum. So I don't want to give any more about that away, but it's an interesting exhibition. That will be up through October 5th. And then coming up after that, we will be showing a selection of our John James Audubon prints for the bird lovers out there. It's always a treat to be able to see that. Particularly, we're focusing on some of the species that are extinct or near extinction. We're doing that. This is the year that celebrates or commemorates, I should say, the passing of the last passenger pigeon. And so that's, we try to tie things in with other things that are going on in and around the world. For instance, next spring, when the Lincoln Funeral Coalition will be doing the reenactment of the funeral train and the cortege, we have an exhibition called Remembering Lincoln, where we will be choosing things from the collections that are reminiscent, remembering of President Lincoln.
And so overall, there is quite a vast amount of subject matter, as well as different styles, different mediums.
That's absolutely right. You know, one of the things when I first started working for the Illinois State Museum, which is about 21 years ago, I thought, you know, gosh, is this how difficult is this going to be limited to just work that has a connection with Illinois? And I quickly figured out that it's not the least bit restrictive. We have so many different avenues that are yet to be explored. Different time periods, different artists, and it certainly is going to be something that all of our curators will be working on for many, many decades to come. And the types of work, too, has changed. You mentioned the different kind of media. We are looking at expanding and growing our collection. The strongest part for the fine arts would be paintings and sculptures. We have some, for instance, we have an extremely excellent collection of works that were done as part of the Federal Art Project of the Works Progress Administration during the Depression. So we're looking at strengthening the collections and really building a history of what Illinois art means.
So right now there is an exhibit called Fragile Relations that's closing in August, but people still have a bit of a chance here to check that one out. Explain to us what that is.
Yeah, Fragile Relations is one of the exhibitions that was actually developed and organized by one of our curators in Chicago and is traveling to the different sites. The full name of it is Fragile Relations Art, Nature, and the Environment. And I encourage everybody, if you haven't had a chance to see this exhibition, to see it, because there's a little bit of everything in the exhibition. We have photographers, we have painters, paintings that are part of it, and there's some very unusual objects as well. The whole concept or the theme behind the exhibition is taking a look at how contemporary artists, certain Illinois contemporary artists, are very sensitive to the idea of how art relates to nature and also in terms of the environment. There are sculptures made out of wood, recycled wood. There are photographs that we have a large photographic mural that shows the beautiful aspects of some of the seamier sides of large cities, including Chicago, and this is done. The artist does this on purpose, is to kind of paint with light in these desolate areas and to create something beautiful out of something that is, and under normal standards, is less than beautiful.
Tell us about the exhibition that will be replacing that one at the Illinois State Museum in Springfield.
The next exhibition that will replace Fragile Relations is something pretty different, different, unusual from what we have done in the past. It's called Sketches, Journals, Preparations, Everything in Place. And the exhibition really focuses on what we often as an audience don't see in the creation of artwork. So included in the exhibition are not only the finished artworks by some artists, but also some of the sketches, some of the notes that they may have made in as they're going through their creative process. So it really is, that's what the focus is looking at the creative process and how gives us a chance to see things that we normally wouldn't see.